This is Twit.
We had so many thoughts that Ron and I were already flooding our group chat with, you know, our respective thoughts on this. And the thoughts are about YouTube TV. And so if you're paying attention to any of the streaming news today, you might, or if you're paying attention.
If you got an email from YouTube, like I did.
I was going to say, if you paid attention to your inbox today, you might have gotten an email explaining to you why your price is going up next month. So YouTube TV is getting a price increase from, I believe right now it's $50 all the way to $64.99. It launched at $35 back in 2017. Remember back then when we thought the dream of affordable cable would stay alive? Well, that dream has just been killed because now that YouTube TV has added those Viacom channels, apparently that's an extra $15 tacked on for you to get access to channels like Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, MTV, BET, VH1, and the others that follow in that family. Google did say this in response to some of the commentary about this price increase. As the streaming industry continues to evolve, we are working to build new flexible models for YouTube TV users so we can continue to provide a robust and innovative experience for everyone in your household without the commitments of traditional TV. Now, some might say this is hinting at TV tiers, which was something that I had told Ron and Jason earlier today that I would love to see from YouTube TV. But I just can't help but stay stuck on the fact that what YouTube TV was supposed to be was a promise of a differentiation from the way that we get cable now. And now it's just become another one of the status quo. And I feel like even though maybe cable has moved off of from set-top boxes and from having to deal with a cable company per se, even if you're paying for it through over the air, it's still being treated like, well, you're paying for access to all of these big companies' content, so we're just going to lump it all in for you. Now it's just
it's the same thing. It's no different. Yeah, and Flo, I'm completely with you. The great thing about the reason why I embraced YouTube TV was that I was in San Francisco. I had an over-the-air antenna. And but the thing was, I didn't get every channel because I was on the other side of Sutro Hill, right? And so like it's direct line of sight, and it's okay, great. I can get the major networks, and I can get the and Burke showing the graph. I'll get to that in a second, Burke. But you get the major networks plus, you know, I was able, it solved my, I was doing this hackneyed, because of MLB and baseball, I just wanted to watch the Mets, and because of blackout rules, and when I was back in New York, I actually couldn't watch it using MLB's TV service because of those blackout restrictions at the time. And so I was using this hackneyed way to get through to the network that ran the baseball games, and all that stuff went away. YouTube TV was the solution. It was $35. It was affordable. It had just what we needed, and it was a cable alternative. And with this price increase, it has now just become another cable, you know, minus the set-top box and all that nonsense. And part of the communication that they put out today was they said they compared it to other, you know, kind of, you know, services with the similar kind of pricing. And so that was the graph that I added into the doc there, Burke. And what they did was they compared it to, you know, YouTube TV, which gives you 85 channels, you know, no annual contract, includes NBA and MLB, includes all these other channels, and they're the only one with a cloud DVR storage, and you can have, you know, six accounts per household, yada yada, no installation fee, so $65 a month, right? And then they compare it to Hulu plus live TV, which ends up being $64.98, one penny less, right? And the differentiation they're saying is that, yeah, they're similarly priced, but we give you all this extra functionality that you may or may not use. Whatever. And then they compare it to traditional services, which include cable boxes and stuff like that, and they price it out as an average monthly cost of $109. And so what they're trying to do is saying, yeah, no, it's cost more, but look at this and look what it's compared. I don't give a crap. I don't watch half the channels on YouTube TV. I don't want Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. You know, although I have kids, maybe I do want Nickelodeon. But I don't watch Epics. But I don't watch, you know, I don't watch half the show. There are channels on there that I do not care about. And they're in their marketing and on the YouTube TV page, it says TV for you. Great. You're Google. It is a customized experience. It is a catered experience. Let me pay $35 a month and pick the five channels I want. right? And Flo, you mentioned tiered services, where that's the same as the channel bundling that Verizon and Cablevision, I'm dating myself there, whatever it's called now, Altice or whatever
Sling
the nonsense.
Sling TV does this,
Comcast,
by the way.
And all this sort of stuff, Sling, all this sort of stuff where you get tiers and all this sort of thing. Like, okay, YouTube TV, put your money where your mouth is. Let me say I want ABC, NBC, CBS, and True TV and SNY. Right. Mm-hmm. And let me pay $20 a month or whatever it might be. Right. They're falling trap into the same problems that is with the larger, kind of telecommunication space. And listen, I get it. I don't want to undervalue the cost of content. Like, that's the last thing. We've cultivated this community where we think content should be free and all this sort of stuff. I understand I'm willing to pay for it, but it's, not my fault or not our fault that you're not able to negotiate a more aggressive deal with Viacom, that you have to pay the same license fees the cable companies are doing or whatever, or you're not choosing to suck up those license fees and give us a more attractive product. In the prospect, or come up with a new and innovative way, like Google does through all of their other products and services, to make it more affordable or make it a different service. Because right now, it's just like regular cable, and I got rid of regular cable 10 years ago. Why am I going to keep this then?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Well,
I don't
because regular cable is $120 based on this chart.
Right.
It's $100 or $110. So, meanwhile, it's launched $35.
It's a good thing that baseball isn't really real this year, because I can give that up because it's this fake, not quite baseball.
But to that end, like, I would prefer not to pay for all the sports channels, because I am not that into sports. I'm more into garbage. So give me the garbage that I want to watch and that I want to pay for. There's a lot of other real garbage on there that I don't want to pay for either. It's to the point where this is just bringing up a bigger issue of, we do not have control over this pricing structure. We don't have, I mean, look, I know corporations aren't people, but it'd be nice to have some sort of ally in this situation to just say, and to your point, Ron, I was nodding furiously when you were saying, like, YouTube, suck it up, because the truth of the matter is y'all got a lot of money over there.
Yeah, there's no reason why they can't make this, and if their concern is in 3 years, they haven't had the adoption they wanted, haven't been able to, because it goes back to the same problems with the Pixel and things like that, is that whether or not you're marketing it correctly or you're doing it in a confusing way, it's a mostly good product. I do enjoy using it. But that said, I'll be honest with you, the one channel I want, Buzzer, isn't on YouTube TV. I get that on Pluto TV for free.
Oof.
Right. And there are so many options now to watch stuff. And I've said this on the show, years and years before, it's death by a thousand cuts with these, death by a thousand microtransactions with these streaming services, and we joked about it. But, with Peacock about to launch, with HBO Max just coming out, with Disney Plus out, with Netflix, with Hulu, with all these things, it used to be that I was paying less than ever for TV and doing it legally and not pirating the way I used to. And now it's inched back up to the point where it's possibly paying the same, if not more, than what I was paying when I had those dumb cable packages. I'm not going to play that. And it's funny, because what they did was they infiltrated the cord cutters and brought the cord cutters back to paying what they were paying for having a cord in their house.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's just not. Yeah.
They chased us. They chased us down the street. They wanted to just let us go. I should add, by the way, that my total cost for YouTube TV monthly is now $80, because I am also paying for HBO through my YouTube TV subscription.
That's a pretty penny right there.
It's a lot of freaking money. Yeah. I'm now paying $80. I've never paid this much for TV before in my life.
I mean, back in the glory days of when I was living in New York and on Cablevision at the time, I was paying upwards of like $120, $130 a month for all that, because I wanted all the channels and all that nonsense. And when I moved to San Francisco, I said never again. And I first started pirating and then slowly added all these streaming services. And so this is one that's tough to swallow. And the fact that they can't they have a lot going for them with the DVR, with the multiple accounts and all that fun stuff. It's great. So lean into it more. Give me flexibility in pricing. Give me flexibility in channels. You know, if I don't want Acorn TV, don't make me pay for it. You know, it's great. It's great that you have so many channels that you're offering. But like, honestly, I'm good. Like I will never watch a minute of Cheddar. I will never watch a minute of ESPNU. I don't like college sports. Like I can literally go through this list, you know, and it's like I have no interest in NBC Golf. I have no interest in, you know, in the tennis channel. Like why are you making me pay for these? So I don't know. Sorry.
Why are you making me pay for Fox News, which is garbage? Mm. But anyway.
Yeah. I think my biggest takeaway is that there's a channel called Buzzer that's playing Supermarket Sweep right now.
No, dude, let me tell you, Buzzer, like I cannot recommend if you don't have Pluto TV yet, because, okay, so I'll tell you how I just.
It's on Twitch, by the way. You don't have to go to Pluto TV because Pluto TV, you have to wade through some really scary stuff there too.
So. Oh, yeah, true. What is it? What else is it on, Flo?
It's on Twitch.
Oh, it's on Twitch. Oh, cool. I didn't even know that. Like streaming, like regular? Oh, cool.
Yeah, so like they have their own. Shoutcast has a Twitch streaming profile. Oh, cool. Like Mystery Science Theater has its own Twitch streaming. So sometimes I'll do it that way.
So I discovered Buzzer through the over-the-air antenna in San Francisco. It was one of the random channels that I got over that. And it's the old game show network. It's literally just old game shows. And you can catch Match Game. You can catch Card Sharks. You can catch Tattletales. There are all these great 70s and 80s game shows. And they do a lot of the early 50s black and white one. And now they're just starting to do Supermarket Sweep. And they're starting to get into the 80s and 90s, which makes me a little worried because I don't want to see game shows I actually saw as a kid. I want to see ones in the generation before me. So but yeah, Buzzer's fantastic. You can always tune in and it's something worth watching. So
yeah, leave it on in the background. That's cool.
Young Betty White being hilarious as ever.
Very funny lady.